Oh my God.
It's a lot.
That was my, that's the name of the episode.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
No, we should call it
Kinder Egg Surprise.
Kinder Merry Easter, bitch.
Oh shit. Merry Easter.
Wait, where is this?
Happy New Year.
What the fuck?
Happy New Year, Merry Easter. Suck my fingers.
Wait, this doesn't make any sense.
What are you looking at, brother?
I'm trying to... Terry's clips. Oh, he did make those. All right, cool.
I'm sorry. What?
I'm uploading... So...
What happened was
is that I have these clips. I have about, I don't know how many I have. But you can go through them. I would recommend playing. Some of them will be. Hello, everybody.
We don't actually need clips today because we have to recap our fucking trip.
No, we can still go. We can still throw in some clips in there.
Yeah.
My homie Mike got
shout
me.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to you. When we were down in California on our trip, I bought a Kinder Joy.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what it's called, Kinder Joy.
Okay.
Because I think they have the other ones that are just called Kinders.
Kinder Eggs, regular Kinder Eggs.
No, just they're not eggs. These are for kids.
No. They have a Kinder Egg is a thing.
Oh.
And it's like an Easter candy. It's just an egg.
Are you just talking
Kinder
about
egg?
Are you talking about
chocolate?
Like a Canterbury egg?
That's what I'm talking about. Wait, Canterbury? That's the name of the ship that gets blown up in The Expanse.
Canterbury?
Is that what it's actually called?
Yeah, it's called Canterbury Egg.
Canterbury Egg?
Yeah, Canterbury
Egg. Oh, fuck me.
Look it up.
I am Canterbury.
But anyways, I think Kinder just has one that's just Kinder, and it's just
surprise.
Like, it's like a chocolate.
Cadbury.
Oh, Cadbury.
Ooh.
Oh, we're stupid.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Kinder.
Canterbury. Cadbury. A Cadbury cream egg. But
so when you were late as fuck, of all the things I did today waiting for you,
yeah.
While I was like doing chores and shit, one of the things I did was like, oh, he's hella late, so I'm gonna sit down and watch The Expanse, just pick up a couple episodes. And I did, and I was like, oh fuck yeah, Canterbury.
Yeah,
Cadbury. Yeah.
When I messaged you, I woke up and then I fell back asleep.
Wow. That's fucked up.
It is, isn't it?
That's pretty rough.
And I didn't even get to watch the race, but I
wow.
Yo, I got a frog.
That's great.
Yo! Yo, his name is I have Wilfred. I had Wilfred the rooster, which
Pepe.
Huh?
Pepe.
Yeah, he's Pepe.
Pepe the frog.
He's Pepe the frog now. Yo, what? Yo. Hey, actually, here we go, guys. Did you know there are 6,000 species of frogs worldwide?
I knew there was a lot.
Well, now you know. The more you know.
The more you know.
This is stupid. Like, this is what they do to, like, you know, get...
It's just two pieces?
It's just two pieces that stick together almost like Legos.
Uh-huh.
And then they
fall apart, though, again.
No, like, once you put them together, you can't take them apart.
Your rooster fell apart.
No, yeah, he did. He's falling apart.
Do you have him?
Wilfred's falling apart. He's at my house.
Why don't you bring him here and sit him on the thing?
Yo! All right, yeah. Here we go. That is Pepe.
Bring him here next week.
Pepe the frog.
Bring him.
I will put a reminder.
He's
on my phone
the mascot
now.
For the episodes for the podcast.
Wilfred.
Shout out to Wilfred.
Wilfred and Pepe.
This is like a legit frog.
It's a legit frog.
It's like not a meme. It's like a frog.
Bring Wilfred to podcast. Details, dates, next Saturday.
That's not the right day.
Next Sunday.
Unless you want to pod on Saturday.
Which
I can't because I've got to do some shit with Tyler.
What a bitch, bruh. What a bitch, bruh. What a bitch, bruh. But, and so now I have these 50,000 while we're on, while we're on vacation. I got all these clips, but obviously I
did not. Were you golfers on vacation?
Oh, yeah.
You were like keeping track of them?
No.
But you got them.
But I got them. But I was just like, hey, I'm just going to rip it. Plus, I have two birds, one stone here. I can do my clips here and do it for my other podcast as well.
So. And then Drew won't be pissed at you?
And then Drew won't. Yeah. And then Drew won't be pissed at me.
That's good.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to you, Drew.
That's fucked up. I thought it was going to be shout out to me.
Well, it is.
Why is this hard as a rock, dude?
Oh, you know. Oh, man.
They're like...
Wait, can you see me? Show me what it looks like? Oh, the candy? Wait. It's like molded into the shell thingy?
Yeah.
It comes with a spoon?
Yeah.
Wait, so it's got like an inside and then like a shell.
Uh-huh.
But you got to dig it out.
Uh-huh.
Is that how the other one was?
Uh-huh.
I didn't buy that for you.
Who got it? Dude, it's just sitting in that thing, wasn't it?
Sitting in what thing? What do you mean?
Is it sitting in all your like candy that you have?
Oh, no.
Oh, where the fuck? Who got this for you?
So, we get back from vacation.
Yeah, tell me the backstory about this. Because I've eaten it because you think it's
funny. I know. When I saw it, I was literally like so happy. So, we get back from vacation. And then I take like a day off Wednesday. And like, bro, I was tired as fuck after we got back.
As was I. I got to go to work.
I know you did. I slept in on Wednesday till like fucking 8:30, which is insane for your boy.
For you.
Which is like noon for you. So I did that and I was hella tired and I like did shit, like catch up with shit. I go to work on Thursday. When I get to my desk on Thursday morning, guess what's the first thing I see on my desk?
A Kinder Joy.
A fucking Kinder Joy.
Hey,
and I go, and I get in there and I go, I was like, yeah, I guess they gave them out for Easter and I wasn't in the office. So they just put one on my desk. And I was like, you know who needs this Kinder Joy? This motherfucker right here. Yeah. So I brought that shit home.
Shout out to you.
And I put that shit on your desk and you ate that shit.
I did. Shout out to you.
Shout out to me. Hell yeah. I fucking love that. That's what actually happened.
Yeah. So while I was down in, when we were on our vacation, I've never had a Kinder Joy in my entire life, but it kind of tastes like, what are those?
Fake chocolate?
No, they're.
Oh, like a Crispies?
It's like the, yeah.
It's like a crispy, crunchy.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get the name of that.
It's a candy bar.
Candy. It's like in like a plastic thing that it's like little like bits and it's had foil. It's like little balls.
Whoppers?
No. And it's in a wrapper.
Individually
like a wrapper. Like a gold wrapper.
Individually.
Like golden brown.
Rolos.
No, it's not Rolos. It's like, it starts with an N.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like Nesito. No, it's not Nesito.
Nestle something?
No, it's not Nestle. It might be by Nestle, but it's like a gold. It's like a gold foil, golden brown. Gold and brown foil candy.
But it has like a crunchiness to it.
Yeah. Candy.
I said Rolos, Hershey's Nuggets, Ferrero Rocher. Rolo.
Yeah, Ferrero Rocher. Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, I just searched the shit. It's Walmart.com. Shout out to Walmart.
Yeah, that's it. Shout out to
Walmart.
That's what it is, pretty much. That's what I'm just ate, is a fine hazelnut chocolates. That's what it is, I'm pretty sure.
So like fake natural bullshit.
This is sweet cream topped with cacao wafer bites. Dude! Limited edition animal toys, dude. We need to buy more.
I'm not buying any.
We need to buy more.
You can buy more.
They're like booster packs.
How much do they cost?
I don't, like $1 something.
You bought one, didn't you?
Yeah, it's like $1.50.
Did you buy it or did somebody else buy it?
No, I bought it.
Where?
Target. We went to Target and we bought like...
You bought that at Target, the first store we went to?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I wanted to try one and I was on vacation. What am I supposed to do?
Buy it?
Yeah.
Eat it.
I'm on vacation. I just want you to know.
So did you watch the race?
No, but I saw the results, which didn't surprise me.
Did you watch any video? You literally saw the results only.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad.
I know. I haven't watched it
yet. That's so sad for you.
It's okay. I heard. I'm not saying it was good, but.
It wasn't good.
But I saw like 3 DNFs.
That's right. That's right.
Joe, Alex, and Daniel.
Yeah.
What
Alex and Daniel. So like I went to bed hella late last night for me,
for you. Shout out.
Shout out to me, you know? Yeah. And I didn't realize how...
Shout out, what that dang do?
Yep. So I didn't realize how... what time the race was at.
10 p.m.
And I was like, yeah, I fucked up. So I was awake way later than that, and I saw the start of the race, not watching it. I was just on YouTube, and I saw a post by Formula One. It was like, lap one, corner two, Daniel and Alex Albon get in a crash. And I was like, fuck. Fuck me. I spoiled the race for myself. Not really, but I spoiled the first start.
Yeah.
So they crashed at the very beginning, and then it was a red flag, and it was like half an hour. And then it was another restart, and then the race went normally after that.
But there was another...
It was stupid.
But Zhou Guanyu also DNF'd.
His gearbox fucked up. Sauber sucks.
So does Alpine.
Alpine sucks way worse than Sauber, but Sauber sucks.
Hey,
Bottas almost did good.
Yuki scored another point.
Shout out to Yuki.
Shout out to Yuki.
Shout out to him.
He's doing good. He's doing good.
Ricardo's still fucked. I feel bad. Yeah. He's done, dude. He's done.
I think...
Fucking, what's his name? Liam Lawson's coming in. Yuki's going to... Science is going to Red Bull next year. If he doesn't, Yuki is, but he's not because Science is.
You think so?
Right now, I'm calling it.
Science?
100%.
How much?
$100.
$100?
Take it right now or leave it. The odds are in your favor.
All right, all right.
$100?
$100.
That Science doesn't go next year.
Science does...
you don't know what
Science doesn't go.
Science does not go to Red Bull next year.
Quick, I'll take that $100.
$100?
$100.
Deal.
Coffee.
Damn. Not coffee, $100.
No, copy. I said coffee. Oh, I said coffee. Not coffee. Coffee. Okay.
I hope I'm right.
I hope you're wrong.
I'm probably wrong.
You might be right, dude. Who knows?
All right.
But I was looking at the list over there, and I won, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I did Max, Sergio, Science.
What did...
Science got third.
What did Leclerc get? Fourth?
Fourth.
Who did you put fourth? Lando?
Lando.
And then Leclerc. What did Lando get?
Like, if he got sixth?
If he got fifth, we tied. And you know what he got, Terry?
Did he get fifth?
I think he did.
I don't think he did.
I know he did.
No.
How? Fucking...
Oh, wait. Yeah, Lando got fifth.
Hey.
Shout out to me.
No, not shout out to you. You just tried to fuck me.
Oh, you won, you fucking cuck.
No, I did not win.
Yeah, you did.
We tied.
No, you won. Because of the tiebreaker.
What was the thing? Red flag. Wait.
You tell me.
You got fucked. You come in here thinking you won this motherfucker. How fucking dare you?
There was a red flag, so that's one.
And there was three DNFs. So I win.
That's what I said.
But first, what did you say?
I thought I won because I didn't think...
Yeah. Fuck you.
Didn't Lando start on the front, like the second row?
Third place.
He started on the second row.
Correct.
How did he get all the way down there?
Because the Ferraris are better.
That makes sense.
Max.
You won. Sergio, you Sainz, won. You won.
Max,
you won.
Sergio, Lando is P5. Leclerc, P4.
But if I changed it, I would have won. But
you gonna erase some shit?
No.
You didn't even realize you fucking lost.
No, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that Lando got... I thought Lando got six. To be honest, I've lost every single head-to-head race against you.
That was a good bet, Science P3. Good for you, dog. Shout out to you.
And dude, Science is a way better driver than Leclerc, I think.
So he's not, but he's been really well this year.
The points say otherwise.
What?
Points say... I think there are they tied in points. Let me look on my phone. Because if they aren't...
No,
they're like
Leclerc is P3 in
four.
The championship.
He's
right now.
Four off. Whoa.
Maybe if Science does not go to Red Bull next year, I hope...
Dude,
I'm fucking...
Shout
right.
out to me. I'm going to win that thing.
No. Mercedes is going to come back.
No, there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way that...
I need these fucking wins. I need them bad. Because Mercedes is not coming back.
No, fuck no.
I have to win like 10 more than you to break even.
You've won. I'm, as of right now, I'm 0-3.
Correct. What's next? China?
China.
China.
That's not it.
100%
China. 100% is China.
Let's say China.
China. Space
China.
Force.
China.
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 You go over to China.
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 You take China.
China.
Yeah, China. China. China the Miami.
100%
I have to have my China.
All right, all right, all right. Okay, stop it. I'm done with China. All right, let's do this. I know I'm going to lose this one again, like normal.
They haven't raced in China since 2019.
Yeah, but Max is going to win anyway. It doesn't matter.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying.
All right, I'll tell you my five right here, right now.
Hold the fucking phone.
You ready?
China. Wait.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. Is the McLaren fast in a straight line? I don't think so.
Not really.
I don't think so. Did the Red Bull, the Visa Red Bull Cash car do well? Like, did it perform better? It looked like it did. Like, it had some upgrades, but
the V carb.
Yeah, V carb. Are you erasing your name in my name?
It was okay.
All right, here we go. Ready for my five?
Yeah.
Max? You ready?
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
ready?
Max?
Max? Sergio?
Lame.
Sainz? Leclerc?
You're a bitch.
Alonso?
Ooh. Leclerc for Alonso?
No, Alonso's fifth. You wrote that wrong.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Max, Sergio, Sainz, Leclerc, Alonso.
Oh, it looked like you wrote Leclerc, then Alonso, then a Leclerc. I was like, no, you did it wrong.
We're so dumb.
Why? I think the Aston Martin's good in a straight line, so we'll see. I don't know.
I'm a fucking bitch.
Because there's a long straight.
All right, what's your number?
There's a long straight.
What's your number?
No, wait. Can I retract my statement here?
No.
I didn't say final. You can do it. You can do it. He's 44 seconds off. Minute.
Drivers start their laps of the Shanghai International Circuit by building up to 325 kilometers an hour.
There's like a shit ton of straights.
In 2015, the field were entering turn one at 325 and slowing to 90 kilometers an hour in third gear as they travel through the long 270-degree right-hander that continues into turn two. Turn three follows immediately with a second gear 85 kilometers an hour left before the drivers hit the gas and accelerate through turn four and then blast through the kink of turn five.
Blast through the kink.
They were hitting, I think, the Mercedes is not going to do well in this turn six, at all.
Which can be an overtaking spot in the race. The drivers then accelerate back up to 270 for the sixth gear double apex left-hander that forms turn seven before flicking right down two gears to 160 for turn eight. After a short squeeze of power, they brake for the 105 kilometre an hour third gear left-hander at turn 9 and then accelerate through 10 before hitting 285 along the short back straight. Turn 11 is taken in second gear at 85 and turn 12 follows immediately. After a touch of the brakes in the first part of the corner, the drivers then accelerate through the long, again, 270 degree right-hander
and then it's that becomes long turn 13. Straight.
The left front tyre is really worked hard through here before exiting onto the main straight. In 2015, the drivers are reaching 332 kilometres an hour in eighth gear along the 1.17 kilometre main straight, which provides the best opportunity for lining up an overtake at turn 14. The drivers break down to 65 kilometres an hour at the apex and take the right-hander in first gear.
That's why I think that
the final corner,
the Aston Martin could overtake
the drivers
McLaren, maybe,
before blasting back down the pit straight for another lap of Shanghai.
Maybe.
So you're going to lock it in? Max, Sergio, Sainz, Leclerc, Alonso? It's okay.
Lando.
Instead of Alonso?
Yeah.
I guess you're scared.
I'm scared. Plus, I've been rooting for Sainz this whole season.
Clearly.
Are you going to lock it in?
Yeah, lock it in.
So the only difference is I've got Leclerc ahead of Sainz.
Yep.
Because of course I do.
No, because Leclerc sucks.
Okay.
I think he sucks this season. Okay. Even though he's only ahead of him by 4 points, still sucks.
Only because he didn't race.
Yeah.
In whatever the fuck it was, second race.
Jeddah.
Shut up. Okay, what's your number? Or do you want me to go first? The easy answer is me go first.
Since you've been winning, you go first.
Three. Get fucked. You can't, and you can't pick the same number, obviously. That's the only downside.
What about 3.5?
Nope. What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Ooh. Wait, what is the stipulation? DNF, safety cars. It's like DNF.
Safety car, virtual safety car, DNF, red flag.
Wait, okay, hold on. How many in total in Japan were there?
Three DNFs and one red flag.
Okay.
So there were four in Japan.
Okay. I'm going to say...
We just watched the track, so you know the outline. 3, didn't you?
I wanted the 3.
But you went second, so you don't get it. You have to pick the over or the under. That's the difference.
Maybe the loser gets to pick first.
Well, you just said.
I know. Next time, always goes first. I'm going to go 4.
Okay.
Damn, this is going to be close. I'm going to lose.
That's only tiebreaker.
I'm going to lose.
You can still win on merit.
There's no way.
You can still win on merit.
I haven't won a single one, bro. Yeah.
You're bound to win one.
I'm not going to win one at all, dude. This is stupid.
You know.
Whoever thought of this was fucking
you know what?
Dumb.
You know what would help you on this? If you watch the race.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not really. If I watch the race, it doesn't mean anything.
Like, you would gain an insight into how the kind of vibe is going.
But half the time over here, I've been doing it off of just knowledge.
How's that going?
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah.
Nice. That was a good one. But it's all right. It's okay. I'll win one. I might win the very last one and come out even. Because right now, as the constructors are
fuck off.
I am winning.
Fuck off. You made one good fucking bet.
What's that? I put McLaren in third.
Unless Mercedes turns it around,
Unless
Mercedes turns it around, I'm fucked.
I don't think there will be. I think they're stupid. Mercedes down 35 points.
That's not a lot.
Aston Martin can beat them. Red Bull's V-carb is going to be getting...
When I was watching the race this morning, and at the very end, George passed Piastri for P6, I was happy. I didn't want to be happy, but I was. You know why I was happy? Because it helps me. But I wasn't happy because I fucking hate George Russell. But I had to be happy.
Crybaby George?
Yes.
Did
I had to be happy.
Did you get your... do you know if your alcohol is coming back? Today?
Tomorrow?
Maybe, yeah.
I thought James was coming back on Monday.
Oh, I forgot. Every single day is blending in.
I don't know. But I told him, I said, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't come, it doesn't come. And I'm okay with that.
Are you now?
I'm at peace, Terry.
Are you?
I'm at peace with the world.
I don't think so.
I'm in a Zen mode.
Zen mode. Are you? Tell me about your Zen. Silence.
Okay. So that happened. All right. Vacation recap time.
Uh-oh. The fuck? Did you change the password?
For what?
The RSS feed?
Nope. It's your fucking VPN, probably.
It's probably not. But we won't. Oh, something went wrong. I can't log in.
Why do you need to right now?
Oh, how am I going to upload it later?
That's later.
That's not good. I can't log in. I can't log the fuck in.
You can log in. You can do it.
Woo, got it.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
What did you eat today?
What?
What did you eat today?
Why are you asking what I ate today?
Because we are podcasting too late for me to make dinner tonight.
That's your fault. I'm not staying for dinner.
That is not my fault.
That's not my fault.
It's not your fault that we're podcasting at like 3:30.
Dang, that's not my fault.
How long are we going to podcast for?
I don't know. Depending on how you want to podcast for. I gotta go to my other podcast later tonight.
What time?
It's gonna take me an hour to get home. So
that's not true.
That's true.
No.
Yes.
40 minutes.
It doesn't matter. It's gonna take me that long. I have to leave by 5 because it's at 7.
Okay. That's fine.
What does that even mean?
I just wanted to know because so I know to plan.
Oh, for your food?
Yeah, because so far you've like fucked up my schedule today.
I like
by
it.
Lying to me.
I didn't lie to you. I fell asleep. He's mad, folks. Everybody's mad.
I'm not mad.
He's so mad. He's saying that he's not mad.
I don't care that you lied to me. Actually, I do care. I don't care that you picked like random ass times. It's just tell me when you're going to be here and then do what you say you're going to do.
That makes sense.
That's all I care about.
I know.
The timing doesn't matter to me at all. It's all that matters to me, Terry, is that when you what you tell me you're going to do, you do. That's all that matters to me.
Yeah.
Today you failed at that. That's all that I care about. The time doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right.
I failed as a friend.
Vacation recap.
What do you want to talk about?
Everything, brother. How did you, how was your time?
I want you to play.
On the vacation that you didn't want to go on.
I want you to play video 516 for me. And that's how I felt about the whole vacation.
5-1. What the fuck are these numbers?
I don't know. You told me not to list them.
516.
Yep, 516. Video 516. Play that one for me. This is how I felt when I was on vacation.
So I'm at work, and we got these them smelling salt things to get us through the day. So I'm gonna try it. Pop it.
What is he doing? I don't get it. I don't know what just happened. What just happened?
You don't know what happened?
I don't know.
Do you know what smelling salts are?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's hitting.
In a little pouch?
Yeah, they're little pouches now.
I thought they were in like a bucket they or like a medicine thing.
They can
like,
be, but now they're in little packets.
So I'm at work and we got these them smelling salt things to get us through the day.
I couldn't hear what he said the first time around.
Smelling salts to get us through the day.
Got it.
So I'm gonna try it.
He's gonna try it.
Popped it.
Sniffing it. Just sold off his body. Just falls and dies.
That is not your summary of your vacation. All right.
Actually, wait. It's actually 8:14. 8:14 is the how I felt.
Are we there?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I gotta use.
Sorry, people.
Are we there yet? I gotta use the bathroom. Me too.
Well, kid.
Yeah, this is Mark. Why didn't you lead with this?
Because the other one was funny.
No, it wasn't.
Kids, I told you to go potty back at the house.
Oh, look, honey. We can pull over in a couple miles and let them pee in Uranus.
Yeah, Dad. I want to pee in Uranus.
I want to pee in Uranus too, Dad.
Look, honey. The billboard says Uranus is only a couple miles away.
Look, it says the best fudge comes from Uranus.
That sounds delicious. I sure hope they pack my fudge better than your dad does.
Well, I'm sure we'll all learn a few things in Uranus.
I want to try all the fudge in Uranus. I hope they have mint fudge in Uranus.
I'm so excited to be in Uranus with the kids.
and I can't wait to pull into Uranus.
I want to be in Uranus!
Fudge, yeah!
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's literally our vacation.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell.
That was way more accurate than whatever the fuck you played the first time.
No, it was a good trip.
What did you like? What did you not like?
What did I like?
What did you enjoy and what did you not enjoy on the vacation you did not want to go on?
I enjoyed the food.
You enjoyed the food?
Yeah.
What food did you like the most?
El Cholo's.
Why?
Because it was so fucking delicious.
Because it was delicious?
Yeah.
Because you picked it?
Yeah.
Or because it was actually delicious?
Because it was actually delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should tell them the story about how what your ass looked like afterwards.
Not my
your
ass.
Your shit. Your fudge.
My shit.
Your fudge. And your anus.
So we, what time did we go? What day did we go? Wednesday?
No.
Tuesday?
No.
Thursday? Fuck. What day did we leave on?
I think
Wednesday?
It was Thursday.
No, it was Wednesday.
We didn't go to El Cholo's on Wednesday.
No. We went down on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. We went down on a Wednesday.
And then
we left Tuesday.
Yeah, and then we went down there, did some bullshit. Thursday was Universal.
Yeah.
Friday was Six Flags.
Friday was...
Saturday, Sunday was like just driving around. Monday was Six Flags. Tuesday was come home.
Yep.
What day did we go to El Cholo, Terry?
Saturday.
Correct. What did we eat at El Cholo, Terry?
Mexican food.
What Mexican food?
I ate Sonora enchiladas.
How were they?
Fucking the best enchiladas I've ever had.
Sonora enchiladas.
Sonora enchiladas.
Hold on, folks.
They're really good.
I was just watching a video.
Mm-hmm.
It was a different El Cholo location than the one we went to, but it was funny. I'll play it for you in a minute. What did you have, Terry?
Sonora enchiladas.
Sonora enchiladas.
Sonora.
Sonora. Sonora.
It's right there.
Okay.
Literally right there.
Sonora style enchilada.
It is a the
first enchilada served at El Cholo. Layered corn tortillas, simmered chicken. Salsa roja! Salsa verde, fried egg. You had fried eggs, my bitch?
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to me.
So I had chili con carne. And you know what happened to me when I ate that shit? Oh, fuck. Wait, what? I thought I had
chili con carne right there.
It's just not registering on the, it's chile. Chile! I thought it's chili. Chile!
It's chile con carne.
So Terry and me both chose. What did we choose, Terry? And what did we choose and why did we choose it?
So the...
For the people listening.
So we went to the original El Cholo's.
Why?
It was a recommendation by a friend of mine.
But why did we go to the original one, Terry? And not some other one?
Because I wanted to go to the original place.
Correct.
Where it all began.
And so what
down in Koreatown.
What did you and I order? Because it's the original.
So the original El Cholo is...
What year was it founded?
It was founded in 1923.
So what did you and I order?
We, in the menu of El Cholo, they give you the year they introduced it to the menu.
Shout out to the menu.
So the Sonora style enchilada was the first enchilada served at El Cholo in 1923.
Correct.
And chili con carne was also 1923.
Correct.
And I think what else did we get? We get tortilla soup in there.
Oh, yeah. So I ordered tortilla soup because I judge a place by its tortilla soup. Because, you know, shout out to me.
Shout out to you.
Where is it?
Soups.
It was right there.
1991.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the year. I always get tortilla soup. Got to try it. Fucking slapped ass. Fucking great. So I ate that shit. I ate the chili con carne. If anyone who doesn't know what that shit is, it's like a bowl of like meat. It's like a stew meat in like a dark sauce. You know?
Dark sauce.
When I say dark sauce, remember that for later. So it's a bowl. It's like a soup bowl, like a stew meat in a dark sauce, and then it's got rice and beans, and it's got guac, and it comes with tortillas, and you can like make your little shit and eat it. So this sauce was dark, like the darkest, like this color of this sauce was basically black. Think of like one shade lighter than black. This was the darkest brown of darkest browns. So Saturday we go to LA. Great time. Great fun.
Sunday we went.
Saturday we go to LA. Great time. Great fun. What do we do first? Go to the Peterson Auto Museum. We look at some cars. Great time. All the cars.
My favorite car was at F1 the beginning. Car.
Shout out to you. Shout out to Sergio Perez.
Shout out to Sergio and your car. That's the best car there. Not going to lie.
After the Peterson Auto Museum, what do? We go to Ocholo.
We go to El Cholo.
In where? In Koreatown. We do it. We go in there. The lady who is serving us, greatest lady ever. We order some shit. That's margaritas.
That's the best server I ever had.
Great server. Margaritas, tortilla soup, chili con carne, whatever the fuck you got.
Sonora enchiladas.
That.
James and Alex got, he got tacos.
Alex got some fucking he got steak tacos.
Even though he got Flaming Young.
Shout out to Alex and his Flaming Young tacos. I don't know what James got.
I don't remember.
Okay. Chili con carne. So I'm eating this shit. And the thing is, I also ate the spicy salsa. Now, when I do that, I know what's going to happen when I eat spicy salsa.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a violent bowel movement the next day.
Makes sense.
I don't know when the next day it's going to happen. So I'm eating this shit. I eat it all. It's delicious. It's real dark. It's delicious. Great. Have a great time. And then we leave. Everyone's happy. Everyone's full. Great. What do?
After that, we drove through MacArthur Park.
What did we see?
A lot of homeless people.
What were they doing?
While we were at the stoplight, we saw some maybe homeless people or a drug dealer lighting up some, crack?
Crack or meth, yeah.
Yeah, crack or meth, one of the two.
It was one of those like bulby things with the glass thing.
Yep, I think it's crack. I think you smoke crack.
I thought it was meth.
And you inject heroin.
But you can smoke meth, though, can't you?
Yeah, maybe both. Maybe it's
Breaking
both.
Bad, don't they smoke meth?
Maybe.
They have, like, the glass pipe, they smoke it?
Yeah, it's probably true.
So they're smoking shit.
Obviously, we're not drug addicts.
It's a sad time.
It's
people
a very
are laying
sad
on the ground, like, we, pass we the take fuck
a,
out.
We were taking a left in a Porsche Panamera. By the way, very uncomfortable after a while sitting in it.
I was actually okay.
Yeah, you were. I wasn't.
Why?
I was not having a fun time.
It was comfy.
It was all right.
It was good. It was a normal car.
There was a bunch of homeless people there. There was some homeless people that are laying, like, either head first into the grass or just, like,
or back,
like, snowman style.
The sky.
Like, star style.
Snowman.
Like, snowman style or star style? Angel style.
Angel. Yeah, that's right.
That's a game. Angel style. And they're just, it was very sad. But the reason why we were driving through there was because we were going to see the Fast and the Furious house.
Which we did.
And Toretto's Deli, which we did. We drove.
Which was what was called, like, Bob's Cafe.
Yeah, which is just right down the road from it.
What is it called? Bob's Cafe?
I'm not sure. You have it on your search.
Toretto's Market?
Toretto's Market.
Oh, no. Toretto's Market.
All you have to do is look up the Fast and Furious house and then just go down the road. And it's just right there.
It's like right on the corner. It surprises you.
Yeah, it's like really, it's really weird because you think in the show.
Oh, like Fast and Furious house right there?
Yeah.
Toretto's Market right there.
You think like in the movie. It's
how do I get to satellite? This button. Yeah.
Yeah, because in the Fast and the Furious movie, you see him go to, like, you see Brian's character go to
Brian Earl Spilner.
The market, but doesn't tell you where they go to the house. So wait, no, that's not the market, dude.
It is.
Right. It's to the right. It's right there.
This one. Thank you.
So it's literally just right down the road from it.
Yeah. Street view?
I don't think they have a street view.
Yeah. Anyway.
But it was really cool to see it for like 2 seconds.
Yeah. And then the Fast and Furious house is right here.
Yeah, which no one can see.
It's all overgrown and shit.
It's in someone's actual house.
But it's like overgrown as fuck.
No, it's in good shape.
There was like lots of overgrown plants.
For the most part. But I mean, it was cool to see. I think that was the same day we went to go see Bosch's house up in the hills.
Correct.
Which was really cool too.
Honda boy. It was a little overgrown, like the plants and shit.
It was pretty bad.
It was not this like clean.
No, it wasn't
clean. There was lots of overgrown shit.
It's way different now than it was in the movie. But also in the fifth movie, it blows up. So I don't know how it's still standing.
That was CGI. So then we went to where? We
went to Bosch's house.
No, no.
No, we did. Right after that.
What did we go after that?
Oh, we went to Griffith Park.
Griffith fucking observatory.
No, we went to the park.
But we actually did go to the observatory.
Yeah, we went to all the way to the top. We were going to get out, but there's like too many people.
Ten times too many people to get out of the fucking car. It was
like $10 an hour.
But we went on a Saturday the day before Easter. Like fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Because we're fucking stupid.
Yeah, we're not the brightest people in the world, but...
If it hadn't been raining on Saturday and we had gone to Six Flags on Friday, Saturday, and then gone to that place on Monday, I bet it would have been less busy.
Probably.
On a weekday.
Yeah.
Shout out to us.
But the Griffith Park was cool. I thought it was bigger than it was, like all the way at the top. I thought it was way bigger. It was pretty big.
It was
big, but I thought it was bigger, but it wasn't. It was really small.
Oh, you thought it was bigger?
I thought it was way bigger.
The building or the park?
The building. The observatory building? I thought it was way bigger.
It looked pretty big. You could only see the back of it, but I don't know. It looked all right.
It could be bigger. I don't know. I didn't see it because I couldn't get out because obviously we didn't want to walk 3 miles or some shit.
We didn't want to like spend our whole day just like doing that.
And then after that, we went to go see Bosch's house.
We drove up into the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah. It was cool.
We saw it.
Besides... James keeps saying this is Bosch's house and it wasn't his house and it was pissing me off. I think that was the only like gripe I had about it is that James was pissing me off.
I just turned it out.
I think that was most of it.
I don't know. It looked pretty much like this. It's pretty big. No?
No, but it was like a high buy kind of thing. Like we turned and then it was gone.
We drove like far away from it though, like way over here. Like way far away. You can see the eclipse out up there.
Isn't it weird now, like solar eclipses are like the new thing? Like we used to have them all the time.
We didn't used to have them all the time
in the United States.
What?
Huh? Whoa! Stop!
No!
Don't no!
Fuck off!
Hold on. There was a video that says the shooting gets progressively worse and worse.
Hey, this is a hell of a good video. That was actually fucking awesome. Fuck yeah. Hey, we ha! That's my fucking new thing. We ha!
just said we like that's my new thing, and then I immediately thought of this. We hot. That's my new thing.
I like how he goes like this too, like his fingers.
New. Fuck yeah.
We hot.
Hey, we hot. That's my fucking new thing. We hot.
Like watch him just sing it. Like. What a video.
Watch. I'm not gonna fall, but.
Hey, balls.
Oh, shit.
This kind of sucks.
Yeah. Shroud tells me he's dick. So I shot him once, and I was like, you're a liar. In mumble, as I was clutching, I was like, you're a liar.
Lied to me.
I thought I
you lied.
You
liar!
Oh, my God!
So I'm coming day and night.
It's terrific.
Can I get that in, okay? Or some shitty guy?
Let's go. What'd you say? Keep it to yourself.
We hot. This is a song.
Take shirt off. Fuck you. Stop spamming.
It's off.
It's off.
We hot. We hot.
Come on, Nick. Oh my God, that was one fucking clip, dog.
Let's go.
Light the room with it. Here for the game and all the pussy that come with it.
Yo, if you guys never watched Puzzle. If you guys never watched Super Stidham, in his like little videos back in the day before he kind of like stopped doing it all, they're hella funny.
Hella funny.
He did two on Freak.
Correct. I'm like Roy in the ring, I can't lose. Show the face of a competitor, man. You wanna
watch? Motherfucker ain't hard to find. I holler back, nigga. Won't do anything.
Oh, fuck you, Ryan.
Days.
We hot.
Fuck your skins.
Most hella funny, like right before he stopped not. Wait, play that one. Is he still doing them? Click it. Oh, he is still doing them.
Visit CSGO Big to play cool unique game modes and get three free cases plus 5%
I'm watching a fucking ad on Super Stidham's goddamn channel. Oh, I farted, people. Welcome to our break.
What up, guys? You are now watching how Navi really plays CS2. Like, really, really.
I mean, obviously I care, and obviously it kind of hurts that a lot of people might be saying that I don't deserve it or whatever.
Alexei, what does the B stand for?
Benched for life.
Oh, this is sad, man.
Man, screw Alexei B haters. Every single time you go into HLTV, Alexei B is the problem, Alexei B is losing the game. No! It doesn't happen like that. The team is responsible for the losses and the wins. It's not just the in-game leader. Of course, he might piece the puzzle more than the usual player, but it's still a player. He's part of the team. He's not the team. So if we lose, that's our fault.
It's not me!
They talking crazy about you. They said
brother, who cares? Who cares, brother? Today, smash.
Oh! Uno, JL! He's got another. This would be unbelievable! Ace out of JL!
Oh, this slaps.
You mad, bro?
Conor McGregor.
Onto Alexei. It's gonna be Nico down first. Hunter. No D. Alexei B. How have they let that one slip? Can he do it? He can't measure up to Alexei.
JL alone, all of a sudden put to the test. I'm in a queen.
They talk about my headshot.
Oof. Trouble, all the pistols in front. One.
from Wonderful. That's what's needed here.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
It's me, man.
Bit One's revenge.
Watch Shut this. The fuck up.
What?
What?
I didn't even see it. I didn't even read it. Wait, hold on, stop.
Shut the fuck up.
If Bit just never tried to spray ever again, he'd be a superstar. The fuck?
What?
It's me, man.
Bit wants revenge, and he wants it swiftly.
You give him an AK, he'll give you a major trophy.
This song slaps.
He missed the first one, he won't miss the second one. A wide swing to shut it down. JL activated once again.
That's my bad, bro. That's my bad.
Okay, man, we have a fucking cheater.
JL, can he save the day?
Inshallah.
Guys, we fucking won. Guys, we fucking won.
You're champions of the PGL Copenhagen Masters.
And now they made their champion. So who's talking now, bitch?
Who's talking now, bitch? I've been watching Super Saiyan videos lately.
They're good.
I was just watching them like ever since we got back. I was watching a fuck ton of them.
The Tarek one's really good,
but I was watching like the old ones.
The Stewie one.
I didn't ever see this one.
Have you seen this? The Tarek one.
I watched all of them.
What's the Tarek one? Go up.
This one.
Well, that's how Cloud Nine really plays, but it's all just. Oh hell yeah.
Bro, you know what wish to make, you know where we're going.
You don't gotta, we're gonna win anyways, I don't need to wish for it.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for
the your
country.
The Stewie one is really good too, with the
smoke criminal.
Yeah. They should have never won
America!
That.
America! Fuck yeah!
That's the problem, it's straight up from Skadoodle, but it might be too little, too late. That's a good
You know what's really weird? Is that FaZe has been in so many grand finals and lost chokes him. Because Rain was still, Rain's been on like FaZe forever and only won one. And he's been to the grand final for a lot.
Damn. The serial criminal?
Yeah. I like when Tarek was playing CSGO. When he went to Valorant, he was a little bitch.
Yeah!
Skadoodle's good too. I like Skadoods. Skadoods.
All right, Cloud9, this is your moment. This kid won the major.
I remember we watched this live together.
I think we did, yeah.
Like at your apartment.
Yeah.
The one in, on this side of the water.
In Peebs.
Yep.
Boston! It's time!
We had.
Make some noise in this match!
Yeah. He's won one major champion.
It's happening.
It's gonna be a must hold the line. It could be two. One to left, one to right.
He's really feeling it right now.
Key points made. Oh, oh. For the smoke.
MVP.
One versus three, and Rush is gonna take him down. Ooh, the angle so close. Goes for the peak. Skadoodle's ready for everything.
I was like,
I'm down to party sometime.
And now
It was actually really close. You won a double overtime in the last map, so. Hi, Stewie.
What's up, bitch?
What's up, bitch? Bitch.
Yeah.
And now that Sarbo are moving quickly towards B. They have the utility.
They're touching the bomb. And now go frame. Another bomb that is trying to defuse it again, but no! Go!
It's so easy for me, dude. It's so fucking easy.
So easy.
The funny thing about it is that when they won it, they left to go play with like Fallen, like Fur and Taco.
Yeah, they immediately
Coldzera.
Was it Cold?
Yeah, it was Fur, Fallen, and Coldzera, and they went to go play with them, like Stewie and
whatever the fuck.
Oh, look that one. It says shooting forms that get increasingly more ugly.
Is that what you want to play?
I thought it looks really funny to me. I just want to see.
We haven't finished our recap.
Yeah, it's not happening, probably.
Halliburton, three. He made it with 2.6 left.
Halliburton tracked. Off balance, three. Oh, he puts it in.
Johnson, four.
Oh, just do your job.
What's my job?
Let me show you.
He lost it. Back out to Draymond to beat the shot clock buzzer. Moody up top, Draymond Green, hoists the three and knocks it down, back out, Green is going to take it and make it a three.
They are tied right now, has been the three-point line.
Jared is good again, drives, trying to find Jared, another three, good again.
Bang.
21 threes in a game for the Grizzlies, he'll try again.
Bang.
You've got to be kidding me.
Green, got a mismatch, double team comes. And now Park.
Dude, this dude shoots like me.
Unorthodox shot.
He like stops midair.
Shout out to him.
It's around the
deck. His fourth turnover. Matt Bonner left wide open and nails the three as Matt Bonner puts up a three.
Or the red bucket.
Bonner for three.
Oh my God. I remember Bonner. Stephen Bonner?
Oh, not Stephen. Was
Stephen Bonner?
Something.
It doesn't matter, but I remember
Bonner.
Like that, yeah.
Jokic has to put it up. Falling away, puts
what
it up.
What the fuck?
Bang! Nikola
Jokic
knocks it down. His foot was on the line. A two-pointer. What a shot.
His foot wasn't on the line.
Jokic.
Was it? What the fuck?
No. It's when he released it.
Nikola Jokic knocks.
Oh, his right foot.
His right foot was
that
still.
Counts, even though he left it up.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
What a shot. Jokic just gets it off the time. It's up. Oh, it's good. Of course it goes in. Jokic from downtown.
What do you mean, of course?
Down. Jokic has to put it up.
All right, we got to finish recapping.
God, he's just teardropping.
So after fucking Bosch's house, Griffith Observatory, drive by. It's great. Beautiful. Lovely. We come back down. We drive Hollywood Hills. Oh, what do we do first? We drove past the
Comedy Store.
But before that, Laugh Factory. Shout out to you.
Shout out to Laugh Factory.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to me.
So and then we go back Comedy Store. Shout out to Comedy Store. We drive up to the hills. Boom, Bosch's house.
I like how we just started speeding this up.
Of course. And then we saw some like black dude and some chick, and she had like the biggest ass. They were like looking
she
down
had, like,
at
a
LA.
Brazilian butt lift.
It was fucked up.
It was really not.
They were looking at Bosch's house.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bosch's house.
No, I think it was the view. The view was really nice.
100%.
Where we were.
100%.
Like, you just get to see the
correct.
City.
Correct.
Even though the city smells like ass.
LA is a fucking shithole.
Oh, 100%.
100%. And then after we drove Bosch's house, what did we do?
We drove to Neptune's Net.
Nope.
Yeah, we did.
Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah. And then you drove us down the wrong way.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to you. You told us to go down this one way, and then, like, we spent so much time trying to get out of Santa Monica because we didn't even go because it started raining.
We drove through the parking lot. That's all we did.
Yeah. And then after that, we drove up
towards Malibu on the coast.
Yep.
Past Neptune's Net.
Yeah.
Got out at Neptune's Net. Went in, looked at the beer case. Terry sat in the car. It was raining as fuck, hard as fuck. We were like, we got to come back. We got back in the car. We drive up. Where did we drive, Terry?
Calabasas.
No.
Wow.
Oxnard. We go up to Oxnard, come back around to Santa Clarita, back to the house. Shout out to the house. What did we have for dinner that night?
Nothing.
Fuck.
We didn't have anything.
Saturday night,
we just went back to the place and just went to sleep. Oh, no.
Wait, we had El Cholo for lunch.
Yeah.
Was that it?
That was it.
Oh, because we were so fucking full.
Yeah. We had like snacks and shit, but.
Yeah, that was it.
That
we
was
get
it.
Home.
Yeah.
And what happens? Was that the night we couldn't get to the house?
Yeah, so we get back. We get back and I didn't realize James stepped out of the car first and went to go punch in the code.
To the house?
To the house. It's probably changed by then, but I'm going to say it on the It was...
Don't say the fucking code.
No one's going to know. We don't even
555.
Know.
555.
It was 6623.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was the only one that remembered
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do believe...
Shout out to him.
Shout out to...
100 freaking percent.
Me.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize he got out of the car and
hit the code one time.
He hit the code one time, messed it up.
Hit it one time.
And then I hit the code again, messed
wrong.
It up, messed it up.
After James hit it wrong.
And then it goes
wrong.
Bah, bah, bah. I'm like, uh-oh. I was like, oh, we're locked out.
How long were we locked out?
We were locked out for 10 minutes.
It wasn't that long. I was fucking nervous, bro. I was legit nervous.
We were like getting
wrong.
100 frickin' percent.
But we were, I was trying to
wrong.
Figure
wrong.
100 frickin' percent.
Yeah. We got in.
Yeah, we got in.
Fake fucking Christ.
But when we started...
Dude, if we were about to not get in that night, I was about to fucking lose it.
But what happened was... Well, we messaged the lady to get us, let us back
and she
in.
She didn't respond until 5 a.m. the next morning.
She didn't respond until 5 a.m. Yeah. And...
Shout out to her.
Shout out to her. She fucked us, but what we did was...
We just waited.
Yeah.
Like smart dudes. And then what did we do the next... Like every time we left the house,
we had the back door unlocked
just in case. Cause fuck it.
Like the entire time we had the back door unlocked.
All right, Sunday. What do we do, Terry?
Sunday,
the day after El Cholo. This is the culmination, Terry. This is the climax.
We went to
Terry. The climax.
We went to so for lunch we got up and then
we wake up late, chill out.
We didn't really chill. There was no chilling.
We'll complain.
Your waking up late is you sleeping in. Me waking up late is like sleeping in until like 10.
Okay, so we woke up a little late.
No.
Chill out a little bit.
We
didn't leave immediately like we had been before. We go to lunch, noon. Where do we go, Terry? For lunch.
Neptune's Net.
From a proper meal. We eat that shit.
I don't know if it was proper.
How did we get there, Terry? What route did we take?
I don't know. A canyon road?
Yes.
I don't remember. I don't know what road it was. What do you know what it is?
Yeah, it was a canyon road. You want it?
Was it Calabasas?
No. We went past Calabasas.
Was it like a famous road?
No.
It wasn't?
Neptune.
I thought it was a famous road.
Dude, this place is in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, it's like right next to the North Pacific Ocean.
What?
What the fuck was that? Was that your butthole?
Yeah, we did this route. We came down I-5, cut 405, and then we went on down through 101 to Agoura Hills, and we went on the canyon road called Mulholland?
Mulholland Road.
Did we do this?
Mulholland Highway, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because no, we I remember...
We went on the other one.
No, we went on that one.
On Seagull. What is this? I thought we went on this
That's
one.
That's not a road, dude.
Mulholland Highway. Oh, whatever. Fuck. We went Mulholland.
I don't know. It was a lot of, like, it was raining, and then people were complaining about how, like,
it wasn't raining on Sunday.
No, but I'm just saying,
intermittently,
it was raining, and people were like, oh my God, it's the worst fucking shit in the world. And we're like,
and the canyon roads are closed.
Everything was closed. Right,
so we go to
shit.
Neptune's Net.
Yep.
Sunday afternoon lunch, Easter. On Easter.
Yeah, it was Easter Sunday.
Shout out to them for being open on Easter. Shout out to them, right?
Shout out to Neptune.
Shout out to them to Neptune's Net. So we go there. It's a sunny as fuck. We have some fucking banging meal.
Mm-hmm.
Some beers. You didn't have a beer. Shout out to you.
I drank some of your beer.
Correct. Some meal. Then what did we do?
We drove from Neptune's Net all the way down to Long Beach.
Correct.
And then we went to go see the Queen Mary.
What's the Queen Mary, Terry?
An old ship that you can... That's not the Queen Mary, dog.
Hold up.
The Queen Mary is encased in...
Hold up.
It's over there. Queen Mary. Hey, that's the ship that was there.
That's the Queen Mary.
Yeah, because it's in... It's like covered. It's all like right. Safe.
So we went to the Queen Mary. What did we do there, Terry?
So we get there.
What happened to the Queen Mary, Terry?
What happened was that nothing happened to it.
What do you mean? What did we do, Terry?
Oh, you said what happened to the Queen Mary.
I said what did we do there?
Oh, what happened to the Queen Mary is that it was decommissioned and sold to Long Beach for $1.3 million. It set sail from England to Long Beach. Long Beach.
How did it get there, Terry?
It had its.
Did it go through the Panama Canal, Terry?
It was too big.
So what did it do, Terry?
It had to go all the way down South America.
Past the what?
Past the point?
The Cape.
The Cape Cod?
Cape of South America.
The Cape of, yeah, Argentina.
Shout out to South America.
Shout out to Argentina.
Shout out to South America.
And then come all the way back up, and it took like 3 months.
A long time. Don't know that that's right or not.
I don't know if that was right, but
so it comes up, it chills out in Long Beach,
but it has a bunch of records and stuff like that.
Shout out to that.
It took them what 3 days and some odd hours just to get from one end from like New York to
3 days.
Yeah, took them 3 days
for the ticket from where
wasn't it? New York to,
they went from England, didn't they?
No, they went from New York to England because it came over here too.
Oh, the fastest trip it ever went across the Atlantic Ocean was like 3 days and a half.
Yeah, it was like 3 days and some hours.
So what did we do at the Queen Mary, Terry?
So what we did was is that.
So what we did was
is that we wanted to go into the Queen Mary.
And what did we do, Terry?
But we didn't.
And Terry, what did we do?
We went in.
We went fucking in.
But we were one man short, so it was a 3-man squad.
That's a sad day. It is what it is.
And
but Terry, what do we do in the Queen Mary?
We made
the fucking best of it.
Yeah. We walked around. We went to the engine room.
Correct.
Where you can see one of the propellers that are still attached because they took the propellers. Like Britain came back over, and once they parked it, and then
no, Britain said they had to take out all the propellers.
Yeah. Well, they took out all the propellers. They took out all the engines. Say it will never set sail again.
Correct.
And so they did that, but they left one propeller.
So people could see it.
So people, yeah. And then the smokestacks that mm-hmm. are out on top of it are not the original ones. They are just aluminium.
Correct. What did they do, Terry, instead of riveting them?
They just welded them together.
Shout out to you, Terry.
What was it? Spot welding.
Correct.
I think that's what it was.
Shout out to you.
So they're not the original. So we went to the room where the propeller was.
And on the back of the boat.
On the back, yeah.
First.
Yep. And
Terry, what did we do before we went to the back of the boat? When we first got there, what did we do?
We were introduced by a gentleman named Roger.
Before that.
His name is Roger.
Before that, what did we do, Terry?
Oh, we took shit.
Correct.
No. No, we did not.
What would Terry?
No. What happened was we went to the engine room.
No, before we ever paid for tickets, Terry.
No.
Terry, before we paid for tickets,
happened? You took a shit.
Correct.
But you didn't tell me how bad the shit was. You said it was fine.
It was fine. But then we paid for tickets.
Yep.
You, me, Alex. Yeah, we go on the boat.
We go to the boat.
We talk to a guy.
We talked to a guy named Roger.
Correct.
He was a good guy.
Shout out to Roger.
And then he was telling us a story about door number 13.
Correct.
The doors, if there's like an emergency.
They close.
Like if water gets in there, they'll close. Correct. And they'll just seal a compartment.
Correct.
The story is that there's a guy, I don't know the name. They are saying that he played chicken with the door because it was closing. Sometimes they just do like training or whatever. And he jumped through it when it was closing, jumped too late, And then it like shut them between the doors. You know how like if you're in between a door frame that doesn't fit you and you get squeezed into it, it squeezed him. And then once the door was released, he walked a little bit, collapsed and died.
Shout out to that guy.
So as a, but the story is that you can hear some like clinking, like metal stuff around there.
Did we hear it, Terry?
We heard something.
What did you do, Terry?
Oh, dude, I jumped through it.
Why?
Because the superstition is that if you don't jump through it, bad things will happen to you.
I did not jump through it.
You guys both walked through it.
So shout out to us.
Shout out to yous.
What did you do? You jumped through it.
Oh, I jumped through it.
Yeah.
I was not going to be playing games like that because I'm a very... I believe in ghosts and I'm a very...
What was the show person? that talked about that, that you'd watch before going on it?
It was like some haunted thing.
Some haunted show?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I knew about it going onto it, but I didn't know where the door was. Good thing we went the right way.
So what did we do after the boat? We went, we went to the forward of the boat.
So we went to the forward of the boat towards...
For what, Terry?
Go to the observation.
But why did we go to the forward of the boat?
We had to go to our tour. It was a tour called the Glory Days, but I really wanted to do the haunted one. So
it is what it is.
It is what it is because... I should have chose because they just said that he just wanted to get on. And I was like, no. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But I should have been like, no, we should have done the haunted ones because I want to get fucked and freaked out.
Fucked and freaked out?
Fucked and freaked out.
Yeah. So we got a tour.
So we got a tour.
So we're going to the forward of the boat.
We go to the forward of the boat. Told us to be there by 3. We got there by 3. And he's like, oh, 3:15. I was like, okay, so we'll just go to the front of the boat. And there's the front of the boat that has, it's called the observation bar. Yeah. Observation bar, which is
So we go to check into our tour. We think it's at 3. It's at 3:15. Immediately, what do we do, Terry, after we check in? We try to check in.
We went to go to the bar to go
to
get
the
a
bar,
drink.
To get a drink, because of course.
And so then, and they're like, oh, you're looking at the menu like, oh, I gotta go take shit.
Hold the phone. So, we check in at 3. We think
Hold
it's 3.
The phone.
It goes 3:15. I said, in my mind, I go, there's an observation bar. I gotta get a drink. And then what I thought was, I got to shit again.
Yep.
I got to shit bad.
So he was looking at the menu and goes...
So we're going to the bar and I'm like, I want to drink real bad, but I have to shit real bad.
Yep.
And I was like, I hope there's a bathroom on the forward side of the boat. Was there a bathroom on the forward side of the boat?
There was a bathroom.
How big was the bathroom, Terry?
The bathroom was probably... I would say...
As big as this room?
Smaller. it's probably like a 5x5 room.
It's not big.
It was not big.
How many urinals, Terry?
There's 3 urinals, but...
How close together, Terry?
If you were going to pee next to each other, you'd be touching elbows, pretty much.
You'd be fighting with swords.
Yep. You'd be touching dicks.
How many stalls, Terry?
One stall.
How big was the stall, Terry?
Stall was probably about a 2x2.
What happened at the bar, Terry? Did we go into the bar?
Oh, yeah. We got drinks.
No, but before that.
Oh, yeah.
Did we go into the bar and then
yes.
I bounced for the,
yes,
the shitter?
Yes, because you're like, I got to go. You're like, I got to go to the bathroom. I was like, oh, I got to go pee too.
And so you come too.
So I come too.
Yep.
And so we're walking.
So we go to the bathroom.
We're going to the bathroom.
So what do I do, Terry?
Mike goes straight to the toilet.
To the stall. And
he goes straight
and
to the
Terry,
toilet.
Explain the miracle. The stall was empty. The stall was empty, Terry.
The stall was. So actually, it was a gentleman getting out of the stall.
Oh, I didn't even notice. Yeah.
So there's a gentleman getting out of the stall, and then Mike goes straight into the stall. I was like, okay, so I'm just standing there. I'm standing there waiting because I don't want to play. I don't want to sword fight with anybody else. And so I wait for the two people that were just taking a pee, and then they got done taking a pee. And then I start taking a pee.
So it's to Terry. I'm in the stall.
So he's already in the stall getting prepared for what is about to happen. So he goes, all I
and
hear...
And Terry, what are you doing?
I'm starting to take a piss.
And you're the only guy in there taking a pee.
No, there's another person.
It's you. It's me in the stall, you and another guy taking a pee.
It was me in the urinal taking a pee, you in the stall, and a gentleman that was just done taking a pee
washing his hands. So I didn't know what was going on outside.
He had no idea.
So this is new to me.
This is what was going on.
So what happens after that, Terry?
So I'm right next to him, theoretically.
I'm in the closest
stall towards Mike. Yeah. And literally, you could just...
And Terry, was there a fan in this bathroom?
There's no fan. There's nothing in this fucking bitch.
Hell yeah.
This motherfucker...
We're on the Queen Mary, by the way.
Yeah, we're on the Queen Mary. And this is what I hear. This is literally what I hear. I hear... And I'm like... oh damn, get it, bro. And then you just hear, and then you just hear another thing just go. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm laughing and giggling. And then all of a sudden, this rancid smell comes out of the toilet, dude. And I'm just like, fuck, bro. I'm like, this is disgusting. And so, like, I'm trying to hurry up because, like, it smelled so bad coming out of his asshole. And I'm trying to wash my hands, but the fucking sensor on the goddamn
fast enough.
Sink is like, it's stuck. It'll go for one, and then you're like, oh, God, I got it. And then, like, you can't yeah, wash it again, and it's just really bad. It smelt in there.
It smelled.
and then he gets out of the bathroom, and I order a drink. Good thing he came in time, because then I ordered. Yeah,
so
I got him
after
a drink.
Terry peed, what did Terry do?
Well, I went to go get a drink at the observatory. I got a moss. I got a mule. No. I got a old fashioned, and then you got an old fashioned. But we got to get in a plastic
cup. I said I'm getting what he's having.
Yeah. And then we had to put it in a plastic cup so we can walk around with it while we were on the tour. But while we were walking towards the tour, is that what it looked like? Mike told me that he took a shit and his poo was straight black.
So Terry,
he said that was the most violent shit I ever taken.
So I want to take it back for a minute. So it's Saturday. It's midday. Mm-hmm. Where are we eating, Terry? We're eating lunch. We're eating at El Cholo.
On Saturday. We ate at El Cholo.
So I'm taking you back.
I'm taking you back. Gotcha.
Stand by. Come on, fucking internet. I want to show you a picture of this.
Of the chili con carne?
Correct. Okay. So this is chili con carne, Terry. You remember, we were at El Cholo.
But it was way dark.
But it was way darker at El Cholo. El Cholo.
El Cholo.
So... stew meat in like a really dark sauce. Now, mm-hmm. Terry, that was what came out of my ass. It was like, now, Terry, bubble gut. Explain to me what happens when you have bubble gut.
That's a gurgling sensation in your stomach.
And when you shit,
in
what
your
happens?
Intestines. And most of the time when you shit.
It's like a runny shit.
It's a runny shit.
Yeah. So what happened was I shit and it looked like this in the toilet. So... now, I'm taking you back. We're back to Sunday. It's Sunday, and this is what's in the toilet. What do I do, Terry? You're peeing. You're washing your hands. I'm doing this. What do? I know something has happened. Something bad has happened. And I'm like, I have to see this. So I stand up after a couple wipes, just to, you know, get the most off. I look, and I see this. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so happy I shit before the tour, because this would have been a nightmare. I quickly wipe, and this is the quickest wipe ever. I'm in and out in like 3 minutes. You're in and out in like 1.5 minutes. I'm in and out. While I'm shitting and wiping, I get ding, ding, ding on my phone, and I'm thinking like, oh shit, Terry's in the bar. He's getting a drink. He wants me to like tell him what he wants me to order. I'm like, oh my God. But it was just James and like everybody texting in the group thread. I'm so happy. I get to the bar. I have time to order. It's great. This is what I was looking at, Terry. When you were ordering.
Why didn't you take a picture?
Terry, I'm telling you, look at this picture right here. I swear to God, it was like basically this. I swear to God. This is not an exaggeration. This is what it looked like.
It's not good, fellas.
It's not good.
Folks or whoever's listening.
But
to
I was
this.
So happy that Terry had a old fashioned for me on deck. After I ordered, of course.
Oh, dude.
Shout out to Terry. So that happened.
That's literally the highlights of the...
And then we had a great tour with what the fuck his name is. Well, I don't remember.
I don't know his name either.
Yeah.
But he was a cool guy.
That was so fun. That was fun. I like the ship. That was one of my favorite parts.
I like those kind of things.
100%. I know.
I don't really like...
Terry,
I like theme parks.
What do we do in Texas?
Pretty much tours.
Yeah.
The Alamo.
We did the Alamo. We went to Whiskey Vault. We went to fucking NASA. I know you like that shit.
I love that shit.
Of course, I know you like theme parks.
Don't get me wrong, but it's just like, in all honesty,
I'm kind of proud of you that you did all the shit.
You're welcome.
100%.
The thing is a
favorite ride.
X2.
Second favorite ride.
Twisted Colossus.
100%.
Third ride. Everything else.
Dude, that fucking dragon one with the floating.
Tatanka.
Tatsu. Tonka. From me to you, Terry.
Yeah. It scared the shit out of you, didn't
it? Scared the shit out of me. Not even a little, a lot.
I bet.
It scared the fuck out of me.
So my first day, I took, well, I did.
Every day you took three Dragon Remains.
Well, only for Six Flags. At Universal, I took one, and I was fine. Mm-hmm. But, because there's not a lot of rides there.
To like tours and shit. Small shit.
Which is what I like. I like tours. I like to gain stupid knowledge.
We went on the Mummy. You like that shit?
Oh, I like that one. It's kind of short, but stupid.
But it's all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
But the Six Flags day, the first day, I popped two of them like right before we went. And then halfway through it, I like the high dose shot of the Dramamine. So it makes you sleepy.
Of course.
And then I took another one. So I had three in my system. It says don't take more than 4 or 8 in a 24-hour period.
Don't take more than four?
Four to eight tablets.
4 to 8?
Yeah.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're good.
So I took it, and I'm sitting there, and just like, I would space off every now and then because I'm tired, because it's, you know, the Dramamine makes you drowsy, so I'm drowsy, so but I'm like, with my mouth is open, and I'm just staring off in the space, and I'm just like, and then at one moment in time, we went to go get alcohol. We got these beat boxes that were 11%, and it's like a 16-ounce bottle, like box, essentially. And I drank that. Probably wasn't a good idea because I got really fucked up. But I had fun. That was when we, like, while we were walking to Scream, it was hitting me. And then when we got onto Scream.
Scream is so good.
It hit me. And so I was just like loosey-goosey while I'm doing it. So it was fun.
Shout out to you for like, yo, dog. You were like, yo, dog, you like that shit, huh? And I was like, yeah, dog. And you were like, yo, get on that shit again. You know what I did, dog?
Got on it again.
Got on that shit again.
Dude, I would have got on it, but I think if I got on it, I probably would have puked.
Yeah, that shit was great.
But just not
Scream
because,
was like my third favorite ride.
Not because of the like the loops. It was just because I was so fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed food in my system. Oh, by the way, theme park shit, fucking outrageously priced
and not
for
good.
Stupid shit.
Universal had way better food than fucking Six Flags.
But Six Flags, like to me, is like, what is that movie with Knoxville, Johnny Knoxville, where he makes a theme park? Extreme. What's the movie?
Johnny Knoxville theme park.
Yeah, it's like Johnny Knoxville theme park movie. It was like an old school movie. It's called Action Point.
I don't remember this movie.
It's a movie about
Action Point,
an amusement park, about the most insane amusement park. But it's based on a true story. About
it's a comedy.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
This one here.
We can do.
Down.
Okay, I gotta go. Thanks for taking care of her dad. She loves having you around.
Hit it at the bottom of the ball. Really?
That looks fun.
Your mom ever tell you it's your old papa owned one of the greatest amusement parks of all time?
Those days were different. There weren't so many rules. Your mom would come for the summer.
Boogie!
Hi!
Oh, baby doll!
Even back then, she was the voice of reason.
You're the lifeguard. Shouldn't we be facing the water?
Let God sort them out.
What's our attendance today?
Down about 45%.
What?
Suppose you probably heard you got some competition in town. They've got roller coasters and a chairlift that actually works.
This is our home. We can't just let somebody take it.
Damn it!
What this place needs is an excitement enema. We're gonna make this place fast and loose.
Every ride. Steady go. Every attraction. No rules, no speed limits. Just pure fun.
That sounds kind of dangerous.
Let's see what this baby can do.
Yeah, she did that.
The new action point is now up and free beer for everybody.
We need something to do with these little bastards. It's like the petting zoo.
Hold my beer.
I think in that scene, he actually broke something. I think he broke his wrist.
Oh, my God. There's more where that came from. It's it. When I was younger, I could do four of these at a time.
This just looks like Jackass. There's something about, like, actual risk at a theme park that I'm not interested in.
But it was, like, it was based off of, like, an actual person that made something like this.
Like a janky theme park?
Yeah, a janky theme park.
Damn.
But it just, like, yeah. What were we even talking about? Theme park? Oh, Six Flags? That's what it reminded me of. Action point.
That?
Yeah.
Just like, it's kind of jank.
It was just like
jank. It was good.
It was janky. It's not well kept up at all. Only like the main rides that people ride.
The point of Six Flags is get on a big ass roller coaster, get off the coaster. Get on another big ass roller coaster, get off of it. That's the whole point of Six Flags.
I'm just saying it was jank and there was a bunch of like teenagers because what I thought was that. Because they're all on spring break. But if you live close enough, you can buy a Six Flags Magic Mountain pass.
Year-long pass.
An annual pass for... Like
cheap.
$100.
If it's on sale, $80.
Yeah. I got mine for $80.
Shout out to $80.
But if it seemed like it was just like... If you didn't want to watch your kids and they're old enough, and you just go, here's $50... Go ride some rides.
Yes, girlfriend!
But my thing was that it's... I think out of the whole time we were there, obviously you spend more time in a line than you do riding a ride.
100%.
But you ride like six rides and that's your entire day.
Correct. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
The last time I rode X2, I had to pee so bad.
You and me both.
I was wearing that blue shit.
Yeah.
As soon as that lady like looked down the stairs and goes, four, I go three. She's like, come on up. I'm like, thank you. I had to pee so bad.
I think you and I really,
I was so happy.
We knew how to pee really bad.
Yeah.
And then we're like, thank God.
It was a great way to end it.
Yeah. It was fun though.
I'm loose. Yeah.
It was a fun time.
It was a great time. We saw a satellite launch.
Out of nowhere.
Driving where? Like back from fucking Long Beach?
No, it was from Six Flags.
We were in Santa Clarita?
Yeah, it was the last day. It shut off on the 7th or something. Or the 6th.
I thought it was like we were driving back from LA or something.
I don't remember.
Thought it was like on Easter.
No, it was when we were coming. No, it was when we were coming back from the park the last day at the park
on Monday.
No.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah. No,
getting Thai food.
That was on Saturday. Sunday. That was on Sunday. That was an Easter Sunday.
Yeah, we were driving back. From Long Beach.
We're not driving back from Long Beach.
Sunday, we're driving back from Long Beach, Terry.
Sunday is when we went to the theme park.
No, Sunday we were at the Queen Mary.
Monday. It was Monday.
So it was Monday.
Yeah, it was Monday.
We were in Santa Clarita proper.
Yeah, after we were done running all the reds, we saw it in the sky. I saw it in the sky.
And, then everybody was like, yo, dog. And then I looked it up and it was like, satellite, SpaceX. All right. I got to pee again. That was a great vacation, doggy. Shout out to you.
Shout out to me. It was a good one.
Anything else you got for the boys?
Not really.
You're tired as fuck, huh?
Yeah, boy.
Stay up late last night? Yep. That's right.
But...
8-9-9
But we should play a video before anybody goes. I think it would be pretty funny.
Like what?
Was that me or you?
That's me.
I should play some of the videos.
Like what?
I don't know.
You said you had to leave at 5.
Yeah, I do.
It's 5.
We'll do like a couple more videos and then call it one. And then I'm going to leave.
What do you want?
You should play video 42.
Ugh, fuck.
A lot of young mums, families watching. What's your message to them? A lot of us are new to the sport, I suppose, after all of the documentaries that are happening.
Keep making babies.
Who knows? Yeah. might have a race car driver.
There might be an F1 driver there.
Exactly, that's how you said it.
As you can tell, we've done these a few times. Great chemistry.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
And then you should play 297. And that would be the last video. Because I think this is what I'm going to be saying to my daughter or son's wedding. At their wedding.
Wow.
As a toast.
You're thinking pretty far ahead.
As a toast.
Say again.
This is probably what I will be
saying.
No, what
number?
Oh, 297. This will be what I will be saying at my daughter or son's wedding as a toast.
Some old guy there, brother.
All of this happened because I got laid.
Yeah! And that, folks, is the end of the show.
Speak the truth!
Yeah. Okay. That's fucking stupid.
All of this happened because I got laid.
Yeah! Speak the truth.
There you
go. Speak the truth. Yeah.
All right, folks. We're going to get out of here.
Getting out of here, folks.
Goodbye.
Vacation recap. Shout out to you, Terry.
Even though it was really trash.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to me.
Yeah.